After a short break, it was time for Antonia to go outside again, to sort tobacco leaves drying in the sun. These were later brought inside for curing over the fire. There was time then for a few minutes fishing. The catch consisted of just two small fish, but they would at least add flavour to tomorrow's soup. By now it was late afternoon, and time to take the laundry in before the evening thunderstorm. It was also the hour for which the chickens had waited patiently, having looked after themselves all day, scratching around under the house. They made short work of the dried coconut Antonia had prepared for them. Then it was the turn of the pigs, who were screeching for food, having spent their day foraging in the forest in the shade. Their sago pancakes had been soaked in water, so they could gobble them up quickly, as only pigs can. Fortunately, at least for some, a pig had been killed in the village that day, so Antonia now had more work to do, cooking her family's share. Antonia then had a few moments alone with her children by the fire. Baby Colin had one last feed, but it was soon time to let down the mosquito net and roll out the plastic and cardboard sheets which served as a bed. The children were arranged on the floor in order. First Donna, then Emma, Frances, Marion and Colin, leaving space for Antonia at the end. Antonia lay down with Colin for a few minutes till he dozed off. Then she got up and went next door to help the neighbours prepare for a wedding feast. They boiled some of the meat and smoked the rest, so it would keep for a few days.